Feeling good coming off the bye week and an unusual 4 days of practice this week, but you feel like that's a good way to come off the bye week?
Yeah, it's good. I think all the guys got made it home, got some rest. Ubay had a couple good days of practice. Got one more left and get ready to head to Pittsburgh.
Deion, how important is it to have contact in practice, especially coming off a bye? Do you think mm-hmm. that's helpful to get back in the flow?
Well, I mean, you can say that. You got to look at it, though. Everybody has the same amount of contact. So whatever we're not doing, they're not doing the same thing. So I think overall, Coach Belichick does a great job of getting the work that we need to get in, he gets it in.
You've had a lot of good weather in the first couple of weeks,
right.
First 6 or 7 weeks of the season. Do you notice when it gets colder, snow on the ground, and you're coming to work like, wow, this is a big change in the football season? We have to be all prepared for it mentally.
I notice when we have to, when we practice outside and the bubble's empty. You know what I'm saying? But now overall, we notice it. I mean, that's just part of it. You have to deal with the elements. You know, that's what comes with the game of football.
Does it also kind of gear you up, though, for the second half of the season?
Not really. No. I mean, that's just part of the game. You know, we know here it's going to snow. You know, it's going to be the moments where it's a little warm. Then it's going to be those moments where it's cold. So, we're looking forward to the second half of the season. You know, regardless if it's raining, it's snowing, if it's hot. So.
Dan, what is it about the pass defense?
Steelers
pass defense.
Oh, everything, man. I think the guys are pretty sound in everything they're doing, very detailed. Front seven is good. Secondary is good. I think everybody go out and do their job. You know, nobody, not one guy's trying to make all the plays. Everybody's doing exactly what the coach is asking them.
Is a pretty physical secondary. I mean, obviously everybody talks about Troy, but also Ike Taylor and guys
just think
like that.
Overall the whole team, you know, not just one guy, that entire defense, all the guys. I mean, they take pride in physical play, and then, you know, we do the same thing here.
How much interaction have you had with Marcus Cannon, even though he probably hasn't been around all year in different positions, but what kind of support system is there?
I mean, it's a lot of support from the guys here, you know. This is a very touchy subject, sensitive topic. I'd rather not speak on that. Our prayers and stuff goes out to him and his family.
Inspirational, though, just to see him out there on the practice field?
Oh, yeah, always. I mean, like I said, it just speaks volumes of the individual that he is, the things that he's been through in his lifetime. You know, we all very blessed individuals, but you can see that he's just a special kid.
Another kind of move by Belichick that seemed odd and crazy from the outside. At this point, you know, it's just...
Yeah, it's football. That's what happens around, you know, in the NFL. Guys get cut in college. Guys get cut in high school. It's the NFL, man. Those coaching decisions, we roll with it. You know, I'm going to do my job. And then I'm pretty sure everybody else is doing the same thing.
Hey, Deion, when you see the Steelers across the line of scrimmage, mm-hmm. it seems like you guys have to go through them every year. Do you know that you sense that this is a Steelers team you're always going to have to deal with if you want to be elite in the AFC?
That's true. They're one of the top 10 in the league. I mean, everybody knows it. It's no secret to us. They're a team that we have to deal with, whether it be now and later on in the postseason, hopefully. But as of right now, speaking about now, this is our next task, and, you know, we got to go out and handle business.